From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Police in Guyana clamping down on striking protesters. A flu nicknamed Kosovo causing havoc in the Dominican Republic. And regional airline Lear trying to come to grips with its financial problems. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Police fired tear gas on violent demonstrators in the Guyanese capital, Georgetown, today. A child was shot in an exchange of gunfire in one incident. Stores in the capital shut around midday because of the disturbances. It's the latest incident in the standoff between the police and demonstrators who support a strike by public sector workers. Colin Smith reports.
Riot police were called out when protesters attempted to light a fire in one of the city's main streets, using tires and wooden stands of itinerant vendors as fuel. The police not only fetched away the wood, but they also dismantled other wooden stalls which were nearby, much to the anger of bystanders and other vendors. In another part of the city, a confrontation between a store owner and the protesters resulted in shots being fired and a child being shot, though not seriously. Some of the crowds then seemed to target two particular stores. Several of the windows of one of them were shattered by stones and bottles, and the windscreen of a truck owned by the store was also smashed. The truck was pushed into a ditch. In the ensuing